Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
What the up That's is Denny's fuck?
What the fuck?
I'm having a stroke.
You're not the only one, apparently.
We're all stroking. I don't know.
I opt out.
I know I'm the one that did it, but I opt out. I regret. I have regrets.
Can't believe you've done this. Okay, here we are. Back again with a brand new beat. So, after our 2 weeks off, we return. Congrats, Dia and John. You got all married and stuff.
Woo! Yay!
And we were all there, and it was fun as shit.
It was beautiful.
I got hurricaned on, and, you know. On our last session, a couple weeks ago, the party wrapped up the Nafondi battle, killed some motherfuckers. Chase got his brain broken because his dog died. Jesse used some wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey bullshit to bring the dog back, but the damage was done, and Chase had his brain broken. So, for the time being, he has no recollection whatsoever of anything since the change. Notably, not remembering the party, or anyone in it, or anything that's happened with anyone in the party. After some truly hilarious hijinks of the party trying to talk him down and get him to come back, hashtag flashbang, Naomi was brought back and was able to talk him down with a little memory sharing, so he at least has an abstract knowledge of what all has gone on via Naomi's memories. The end of the fight saw the arrival of both Lilith and Kernanos, who rescued Jesse. And seemingly held off Lilith's arrival long enough for the party to collapse the cavern, bury the call that was there, and make their escape. Afterwards, arriving at a house on the outskirts of the forest where all this went down, where they decided to take shelter and rest for a little while. Had a little bit of text RP on the side. Obviously, all of us were incredibly busy, so not as much as probably could have been. Olathe had some conversations on the state of the world and humanity with Mr. Milo. Naomi and Chase had some conversations to the effect of this is who I am and what's going on, even though you don't remember shit. And Jesse, to the party's chagrin, blipped out.
And Olathe is yelling.
to go see Lachlan, and then returned. The gays helped each other get cleaned up from the massive amount of blood that they all had on them. And that, more or less, brings us back to the now. I'm going to kind of fast forward the situation upstairs that Astoria and Jessica have helped each other clean up and are basically wrapping up that situation. As Jesse returns about an hour after leaving and begins a conversation with Olathe about her mother and what she may or may not have done or been in the past. And I think the best way to kick that off is going to be everybody else, other than Aletha and Jesse, and I guess Milo, who's sleeping on the fireplace mantle, because he's Milo, are scattered throughout the house. When they start to hear somewhat raised voices, it's Jesse. She's back, and she's downstairs with Aletha, freaking the fuck out. And I suppose the question would be, Jesse, take it away. If y'all want to pick up the conversation where y'all left off.
Hold on, let me pull up my notes.
Right.
And you can get in the character. Okay. The
conversation was basically going,
okay, Jesse, so...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so Jesse has realized that the hunters, the mage hunters in town, finding out about her mother, is going to put a target on her entire family. And she is currently pacing and rambling really, really loudly and clearly panicked in the living room while Aletha kind of tries to talk her down, but she is like losing it right now.
Yeah. Well, I guess the easy start point for that is Jessica is basically finishing off helping Astoria dry her hair, and hears that start up. Well, that doesn't sound good. She should probably go figure out what that's about.
Can't have a fucking calm moment. Yeah.
Nope, not really.
And the gays head downstairs. Luggage in tow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chase was trying to take a nap, and that's clearly not happening, so he's not going to be too long in joining people in the living room.
What are you doing? Sorry.
That's fine. If she's sure that Chase is not actually sleeping, Naomi will be getting up.
So it sounds like shortly after the yelling starts, Astoria shows up with a, what are you doing? And Chase enters about 2 seconds later with a, what the fuck is happening?
Hey, so, Chase... Oh, I hate that you don't know anything right now. Oh my god. Oh, girl. Oh. Okay, so, and she's gonna look at Astoria. What do I do when the hunters in town find out about Ma?
Wait, what's wrong with your mom? What happened?
Oh my god.
Naomi doesn't know.
Nobody told Naomi shit.
Okay, so hold on. Take a seat, please. I got it.
Naomi takes a seat. She believes this.
Chase, you sit down too, because apparently you don't fucking know either. Okay, so. So. Turns out, the big fight we just went through, the one that you fucking ran away from, she points at Chase. Turns out, those Nefandi, she's gonna look at Chase, don't run when I say this. My ma used to be one of them, and like, kinda high up.
Chase settles a hand on his sword.
Davion.
I promise you guys have already checked me out. Oh. We've already like, checked for inverted avatars, I didn't... Chase, you've been in my head more than fucking anybody. I'm so mad that you don't remember fucking anything right now.
We did check her, for the record.
I mean, you'll excuse me if I say that sounds like some shit Nefandi that are about to get caught would say.
Please check me. Give me a fucking earbud. I'll show you.
I'm not doing that.
Chase, we kind of argued about this right before all this went off, you might have seen this in my head. But you have been in hers a fair bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still don't entirely believe it. That's fine, but just verification.
Yeah, so, point being, I'm not, and if I have been, I didn't even know the fucking word existed until I met you guys. But now that I know how fucking terrible these things are, I bet the mages, the mage hunters, I bet they know. And they're not, they're gonna have the same reaction as he is right now, you know? They're gonna see me as not who I am, and they're gonna look at my whole family, and this can't get out.
Can I get a clarification from Ben? The photos that we saw, the ones that had her mother, were they, could we tell if they were actually people involved, or if it was just closer to animals and things that they would do to be drawing someone in?
You're talking about, like, the pictures of her that involved blood sacrifice?
Yeah.
No, you could not tell exactly what the source of that blood was. It was kind of ambiguous. Nothing that she was explicitly involved in was... Like, you didn't see her actively torturing somebody or something like that. You just saw her doing some more intense types of ritual magic that was leaning closer and closer to being Nafandi style. And then once she was out of the book, indicating that she was not around for whatever reason, you saw Samantha and then her other people doing much more fucked up shit.
Okay.
Jesse.
So,
you need to calm down.
I don't know how we've supposed seen, to calm down from
that, let me finish, please, hon. From what we've seen, she wasn't in the deep end of it. She was there in the start. And from everything you could at least kind of tell, she hasn't been involved in it in a long time. However, them finding out doesn't need to happen. We're not shouting this from the rooftops. We're not yelling about this. But your family does need to know and have some idea of what went on. Even if we make it a redemption story, which it very much could have been. It kind of looks like it was. But they still need to know. In case someone else reaches out to them like they reached out to you.
Wait.
So they know the story and don't get curious.
We're wrapped up in a frenzy over a what if someone finds out down the road right now.
Yes.
I don't want to tell. I don't want anybody to find out.
You could just lie to them. That worked out real well for me.
Yeah, she's not great at that.
I will get good at it for this. This is the only thing I can think of that would be worth learning how to get better at lying.
Jesse, from what I can parse from Naomi's brain, that was a sarcastic comment about how my whole family's dead because I lied to them. I'm sorry you didn't catch on that. That's my fault, apparently. But you should probably, like, talk to them.
Especially since Nafandi and a deity are involved, since she has reached out to you before, why would you lie to them about that?
Speaking of deities, Jesse's gonna hold up her right hand, palm facing everyone. Who can see it?
Ben, who can see it?
At the moment, nobody.
Use magic. Look in my hand.
I just backlashed. You want me to use magic again?
Hold on. Let me
Is it that important?
I'm gonna guess.
I got marked by God.
Trax.
Which
you
one?
Can effectively make a deal with him.
Kernan, I assume Kernan knows anyway. There's a ring of gold fucking antlers on the back of my right hand now. And I guess I'm the only one that can see it, which kind of makes me feel crazy.
Benji, Naomi has activated both Spirit and Prime magic to try to take a look at Jesse's hand?
Yeah, with spirit up, you can see it. It's exactly what she describes. It's basically a pair of stag antlers that are like wrapped around each other in like a ring on like the between the index finger and the thumb, like right there on the hand.
Oh, it's spiritual in nature. If anyone activates spirit vision, they'd be able to see it. But it is okay, there, Jesse. Validating. You're not crazy.
Thank you.
Not for this, at least.
That's fair. I'm sorry.
Nope, that got me.
So there's no urgent dilemma back in Kirkland that we need to be worried about. No one's injured. No one's getting attacked.
No.
I mean, what I saw also, I guess I owe the entire group an apology. As you can see, I have showered or bathed, I guess. I have different clothes on. I went home. I recognize it was risky. I've already been yelled at a bunch of times. I'm very sorry. I genuinely mean it. I just don't have anything else to fucking put out on it right now. I'm so exhausted from feelings.
Man, I want a fucking bath.
There's one upstairs if you'd like.
We're like all awake, yeah. Nobody's going to sleep in the near future.
Ben, doubtful. Need a time check?
Early, right?
Like 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. I think I had y'all getting there at 6, and we said it was like an hour that Jesse was gone, so it's probably like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Also, when did you tell me I was going to be good?
You got 24 hours.
24 hours, okay. That's what I thought. I just wanted to double check.
At this point,
Jesse,
I need Paradox for you having traveled to Kirkland and back.
Okay. How much would that have added?
I think one each way.
Yeah, for just teleporting yourself, one each way.
Okay. So that puts me at. I think that puts me at 9.
Where is the fishy dice? There's the fishy dice.
Hello, candle.
That is a 14, so you are vibing on your paradox.
Damn it.
My candle is flickering like crazy.
Don't say that.
It's better than yesterday when it went out.
You know what? Yeah, that's true.
I can't get mine to light, so...
But anyway, my point is I would like permission from the group to be the one to announce or to talk to my family about it. And outside of that, I don't want people to know. It actively puts us, at least my people, and then everybody that's associated with us, which is you guys, in danger of the fucking hunters that we cohabitate with. Which, by the way, Chase, I don't know if you knew that part. We got hunters in town.
All right. We can at least, if nothing else, figure this out on the road.
It's fine.
But, Chase, if I could get, at the very least, your assistance on building a little quintessence and we could make up some food, because I don't think we're going to get a bunch more sleep, and then we can get going, provided you still feel you know how to do that. If not, then I think I can manage.
I had a quick question as well, actually. Is Jesse still running on 2 or 3 levels of exhaustion?
2. Wait.
Because I was at 3 when I got my magic sleep, and the magic sleep did not finish. So I didn't know if that kept me at 3 or if that took me down to 2.
No, you would still be at 3, actually.
All right. Well, then Jesse is still obviously very, very exhausted.
At this point, everyone, I think, is fairly exhausted.
Yeah, everybody's got a point at this point, basically.
Does Naomi as well?
Except for Naomi.
Huzzah.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
You bitch.
Being left behind has its perks.
If we... I think okay, if we can get some food made... I think if we can get some food made and get on the road, a quick swing through Harvard, and hopefully we can make it back to that... make it back to that hotel and have a safe place for the night, because I don't think we're going to make it all the way back to Kirkland today.
What's then in Harvard?
Check me that. Is that would that be correct?
Yeah, no, you have pretty much no shot in hell of getting back to Kirkland in one day.
The okay. vampire that we killed and potential allies is in
yeah, there is
Harvard.
A decent little community there that we said we would stop back by at after all of this, and if we're going to keep trying to make allies in the area, I don't want to break our word this early on something like that.
Should we?
We killed a vampire.
We did.
More
it was
than one.
Yeah, it
really
took a ton
gross.
Off.
I guess before we get going, I've got a couple updates as well.
Okay.
Are they bad?
Oh, God. I can't say they're good. One of them's better, I guess. So, the biggest thing by far is that I met up with Celeste, and she said that there was some weird stuff going on. We took a flight and found that the Risen Kingdom is expanding.
Phenomenal.
They have set up at least two additional outposts just outside of Chicago. They're two castles, one's to the north, one's to the west. They're made up of this some kind of white stone, and it seems magical. It seems like it is resistant to magic at the very least, and it's not visible until you get closer. It's got some correspondence wards on it. Yeah, they are expanding.
I hate to get confirmation of it, but we knew they would be.
There's also this little outpost of what seems like mundanes and a little island in the middle of the lakes. I didn't really know what to do with them. They could be people we try to contact. They could not. I didn't really see that they had any magic or threat at this point, but I have less experience with this than most of you guys do. The other thing is that I did kind of get tracked down by a vampire while you guys were gone.
Malkavians?
Okay.
I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, Milo mentioned that.
He had been one of the homeless guys that I used to see before the change and just didn't realize he was a vampire, but apparently he tracked me down. Alec got me out of there, and I guess I went to Atlantis.
What the fuck?
Jesse perks up at Alec. Oh, so he's okay.
Yeah, Alec's fine. He's been working with more of the sea creatures and everything and helping relocate and get everything taken care of. He's doing great. He's having,
bless him,
honestly, the time of his life.
Atlantis.
Back up to Atlantis?
Yeah, what the fuck? Who gives a shit about Alec?
Apparently
probably me, I guess, but like, what the fuck do you mean you went to Atlantis?
He yoinked me out from where the vampire was attacking me, and then I ended up in an underwater cave.
That's our
where
boy.
There was an underwater city.
And we got to fight an Afandi.
And I'm not done a story. I'm so sorry. But I kind of got
Afandi
to...
Afandi mermaids.
No, Afandi. It's fine. Dolphins helped me swim into the city, and apparently I found one of the long-lost gates to the archives.
What?
And now I've got...
To my archives?
Yes, to your archives. And now I've got, sort of access to it, I guess. Basic? I don't know. I met someone who had a galaxy face. It was weird.
Well, like the phone?
Like...
one of the keepers, I think, maybe? Something like that?
Okay.
What the fuck? Can I stay home next time?
Feel free. I did not know what to do with all of that. But I also, and I wanted to talk to you guys about it, but I didn't want to interrupt if something was actually happening on your end.
When you say a lost, did you reconnect it? Or did they know it's there?
Yeah, it's reconnected now. They apparently hadn't been able to find it. I threw a little bit of magic at it, and someone just appeared.
Olathe probably looks a bit, like, stunned and flabbergasted. Okay, alright, that's gonna be a conversation. Okay. I'm gonna have to contact the keepers, okay.
Nothing else has happened with that. That was, like, same day you guys, like, same day we separated. I didn't have nearly the same amount of stuff going on as you guys did, but those were my highlights.
Not everywhere can be this insane, right?
I.
With this many gods and all of this?
Clearly it is. Clearly it's everywhere.
Speaking of gods, Astoria.
Yes.
There's your big book of I know everything, know anything about my god.
Yes, several things.
Well, we
Chase,
home
while they work on that, will you help me with breakfast?
Okay, or now.
Sure.
Well, fine.
I can wait. It's fine.
At the very least, I'd like to get that started, because I have a feeling we could at least break down that fridge for some quintessence. Your blue Gatorade, and make us up some food.
Come here, Jesse. Yeah. Jesse's plopping down in a chair. And she's gonna, like, knees, or elbows on her knees and her face in her hands again, and she's just gonna groan. Oh, Jesus. Wait, what do I say now for Karninos? Oh, God, I don't fucking know.
I was told a little bit about Lilith, and I...
Yeah, so Mother is Lilith.
The mother that's been haunting you?
Yeah, the voice in my dreams was Lilith.
Like, biblical Lilith, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Like, real bad, like, destroy the world in a, like, rain of blood Lilith. Yeah, that one. The bad
and,
one.
Turns out...
Okay. Question. Is your actual biological mother, the Nefandi sort of thing, is that your connection to this mother, then?
I guess.
Mother capital M?
Yeah, that seems to be what's going on. She was involved with their group, and that was part of what they were saying by birthright, is because Ma was involved.
They were trying to resummon the goddess from the Umbra and rain divine chaos on us, something like that.
So turns out that they're what happened to Vinny, too.
Okay.
They're what happened to Vinny, and turns out... The only person that ever tried to be my friend my entire fucking life was one of them. They've been trying to get me my whole life. So that was fun. That hasn't been an existential crisis at all.
Naomi's just blinking a lot and sort of leaning back in her seat because she has not gotten up since Jesse told her to sit down.
Yeah, so not only did I find out that clusterfuck, you remember when we got to that, hold on, before I continue, Benji.
Mm-hmm.
Karninos as the stag was at the wild area when Jesse contained it, correct?
No, but okay. Naomi was actually the first one to lay eyeballs on the deer that were accompanying the stag.
Yes, I didn't know if Jesse knew that or not, and I couldn't remember if there was a point where they had both seen it. So knowing that there's not,
she brought it up when y'all were dealing with things. I remember that for sure.
Okay. So you remember those weird fucking deer you saw up at the wild place?
Yeah.
So turns out one of those stags is odd. And he popped up a couple times. And he talked to me a little bit, and I was like, can you help? And he was like, we'll see. So then in the fight, I was like, dear God, please pull up. I don't want to die. because I almost died twice. It was a really long fucking week. And he did pull up, and he and Lilith fist fought behind the coal, and we got the hell out of Dodge so that we could survive. And then, hand up, he decided that he gets, I guess this means he won, because I got a mark now from him and not her.
He didn't win. They essentially just both decided to go their own separate ways because it wasn't worth the fight. It's not a win.
So does that okay, mean well, you're claimed now by another god?
It sure fucking feels like it.
That doesn't sound like a either. Great thing to me.
He's not a bad guy from what I know. And actually, turns out Lachlan's ma used to worship him already.
Okay, that's a little bit more reassuring, but to be fair, Jesse, mother didn't seem that bad at the start either.
That's true.
So just be cautious, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if I get that option. She's gonna look at the back of her hand.
Oh,
I don't think you have the option. You still have free will.
There is actually one other thing. I went to go see Unchimaka. And the forest is growing.
That's hell yeah. Good.
Yeah, she is growing the forest. She's protecting the forest. Anything that's coming in trying to fuck with it. She gets the need of coming and getting lumber and how we need it to survive, especially in the winter. It is okay. We just need to be respectful with the amount that we take, if we are taking anything. But she is turning people who aren't respectable into something called leshens. forest spirits and stuff. So...
on our doorstep?
What is that? What is that?
Oh my god.
They're forest spirits. They kind of... They take people and turn them into tree people with antlers and...
Like yeah, ants? Just, like Lord of the Rings?
Kinda, I guess. But just...
Wild.
Be very, very, very respectful of the forests.
Oh,
as if
done.
We didn't have enough incentive to do so before. I asked if there was a way I could honor her in the shrine that I'm currently working on building, so I am going to be planting a tree for her and hopefully staying on her good side.
Has this been brought up with the council about the woods?
Ben, this wasn't something we specifically discussed, but since Naomi was working on the shrine and everything, can I say that this was something that she would have brought up? And because yeah. I know she said that she would.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yes, I have made sure to tell them we need to be very respectful and that we can't be too liberal in what we're taking. We just need to take what we need. And that when it comes to next year, when we're able to plant new trees, we need to make sure that we do so.
And they're aware of the dire repercussions should we infringe further than we're allowed, correct?
Yeah, I did my best to try to emphasize that. Thankfully, there's been enough weird shit that me telling them that there are spirits and other entities within the forest that would take issue, they were a little more likely to believe me than they would have several months ago.
That'll be something we're going to have to enforce when it gets cold.
Yeah. Otherwise, townspeople are going to go missing, and we'll have another idea of why.
Mm-hmm.
She's also... Grandmother Tortoise is also getting bigger by quite a bit. She's no longer box turtle size. So, she's getting stronger.
Next thing you know, we're going to have a Volkswagen bug-type fucking turtle walking around.
Yeah.
It's not as uncommon as you'd think, honestly. Especially with everything growing.
So yeah, general public service announcement for everyone. And I've of course told my family. I've tried to spread it around to our other families, the people we know, the people working at Chase's shop. But we'll just need to be careful as much as possible.
I want no updates for a while.
That's unlikely.
I hate it.
For your awareness. You know,
this is not the worst update I could have given. She is still not opposed to us. And she knows that we are doing what we can to keep things okay.
I just mean all of it.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Naomi.
Yes.
Just as kind of an update for the gods situation, since that's going to be you and me and to some degree Chase.
Right.
Mostly dealing with that. It does seem like several of the gods are vying for control. Lilith seems to have a backing. And as a result... Yeah, well, other things in the Umbra as well, if the familiars are to be believed. So it does seem like there's going to be a bit of a battleground that we are unfortunately caught in the middle of.
Oh.
So that's something we're going to need to be looking out for with increased vigor.
Okay, I know I wasn't really the one advocating for this before, but should we just pack up and go at this rate? We're mages, but we're just people.
I have too many people to do that.
And where would we even go? Everything seems like everywhere is crazy, right?
Yeah, arguably Kirkland is the best place we've been around to that hasn't been like hit by fucking plague. We've got the forest turtle protecting us.
I am going to start working on an easier way for us to get the fuck out if we need to, though.
I think that's a good idea.
So much going on. I am currently working on building up a shrine that ought to give some basic spiritual protection to more areas of the town. It's not going to stand up to gods. We may be able to buff it and get it to be stronger in time, but with what my grandparents left me, this is more small scale. But if things really start hitting the fan, I am going to be working on a get the fuck out of here card.
Nothing wrong with a backup plan.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anywhere on Earth that we could go that would buff us from that. If you somehow figure out how to make your own dimension.
God, if we could just move to Atlantis at this rate.
Eyebrow raise.
I'm being flippant. I'm sorry.
I was considering it.
Oh, okay. Well, who knows? Maybe we can make a giant bubble down there. Anyway. Like I said, I didn't have as much going on. I think I've given you guys all the highlights of my trip, but knowing about the gods... Yeah, we'll need to try to prep for a little bit more spirit. Anything else? Any other details that I ought to know about?
Samson?
Found out about him already.
Okay. I think I can get him reconnected, but I'd like to sleep off this backlash first so nothing bad happens.
Yeah. At the moment, I've got them in just a direct mind link, so it's a step. It's not the same, but it is something for the moment.
Well, Chase, after we sleep some of this off, if you'd like to check my mind to make sure I'm not a Nefandi first, I'm perfectly willing to help you with that.
Are Olathe and Chase in that room, or did they go start stuff? That's part of why I
Chase got dragged away to go do stuff, which is why I haven't been saying anything.
Louder, then. With feeling.
What's being said?
Astoria has brought up Samson. And if Samson's in the room, Chase probably would still hear it. But she basically said, if at some point after I sleep off this paradox backlash, you'd like to be reconnected with Samson, I'm willing to let you filter through my mind to make sure I'm not in a Fondi and then do that for you.
Chase, who is in the middle of making pancakes with nothing but a wand, will kind of lean to look through the kitchen door. Yeah, I think one person, one mind link was plenty for me for now. We'll give this a... I appreciate the offer in the spirit that I think it's being made, but no thank you.
Say when Olathe does take Chase to the other room and they start setting up to probably dissolve, like I said, probably the refrigerator or something, she's just going to ask him straight up of, is there anything I can do to help you feel better about this or feel like you know more about what's going on?
Not particularly. Either I'm going to remember all of you guys soon, or I'm probably just going to dip if it's all the same to you.
Well, I hope you'd be able to at least give us a couple days, but if you...
That's the plan.
...have any questions or anything of that nature, you also know where to find me.
Yeah, at the moment, I'm just hoping to go another 48 hours without somebody else turning out to be... Well, no, I guess, Jessica is a technocrat, and...
Yeah, I think you two kind of bonded over that.
Jesse has an Afandi family. And... You've got the headdress.
Tribe Dream Speaker.
Yeah. That's, that is one of the groups of people that wears those, yes.
Yeah.
Astoria seems quite ready to sell her soul to an entity that may or may not be Artemis. And, Naomi's fucking haunted, so...
Yeah, it's quite a group. I was talking with Milo about that. I really hope that the rest of the world isn't having
Will you guys have here and all that. Actually Satan with you as well.
You know, I'd like to argue that, but I don't think he's full Satan.
He's just casually cleaning his ear while you're having this conversation.
Did he follow us into the kitchen?
No, he's still on the fireplace mantle.
Okay. So, the little bits and pieces I'm hearing from the other room suggest that none of this is going to get better.
Probably not right away, and hopefully calmer for a bit.
If what I saw in Naomi's head is true, then you guys already know, probably, or I'm oversharing again, I don't fucking know anymore, that, hey, is there anything I can do to help you feel more comfortable is a great way to get people to lower their guards so you can stab them in the back, so... No, there's little to nothing that any of you guys can do to stop me from leaving if I feel like it.
I don't have a ton of other options other than fuck off.
Yep.
It's that or at least try to help a friend.
Yep.
Ben, 4 successes to making quintessence. And then I assume Olathe and Chase will use that to make actual real permanent food.
Yeah. That's fine with me.
I already put my stuff in dice rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then another 3 suck towards real food. I had hoped to be able to just, you know, make breakfast before... Well, before Jesse freaked out, but... Maybe it gets us on the road a little sooner.
Yeah, I'm You'll forgive me if I don't make much small talk. I don't know who you are, and I just accused you of being evil, so this is going to be just awkward until breakfast is ready.
Olathe smiles a little and kind of touches like her, the skin on her arm. You're not the first to have. Although, it's nice that it wasn't for racist reasons. And then gonna go to going about the magic.
And Chase does the same. Because breakfast does sound nice. And, Benjamin, is there any way I could spread one of those successes on the pancakes over into making a little bit of coffee to go with it?
Sure. I think we're carrying actual coffee with us already.
That's fine. Chase is making coffee for himself.
Fair enough.
Would there be enough time?
A latte in particular.
For Jesse to bother Astoria about the book?
Probably.
Okay, so I guess after conversation kind of dies down in the other room, Jesse will sheepishly look at Astoria and go, can I see a page about maybe it's not too... Can I look
at it? Sure. Astoria opens it up, sets it on her feet, like against her shins. She's got like her like legs propped up a little bit, and she kind of like puts her hand on top of the book, facing out towards Jesse. Here you go.
Hell yeah. Is there a table of contents?
Are you looking at the page?
Oh, look at the page.
The page is about Kronos. She opened it directly to the page.
Yes, I said she looks at the page. This is Benji's turn.
Okay. yeah. So, basically, details on Kronos. You kind of know a fair enough about him already. He's a Gallo-Celtic god of basically Western and Central Europe. Represents the wild and fertility and the cycle of death and dying. He's master of the hunt. He is very much a hunter's god. I can go over in like a little bit more detail about like ritual stuff related to him, but that'll be easier to like send you a message than it would be to like lay it all out here.
Okay.
But like
while she's scanning the page,
you can also ask Astoria questions too. She's just like, here's the basics.
She's gonna be looking through the, I assume there's a like a rituals and traditions and
yeah. I'm gonna throw one out at you now just because it'll be funny.
Okay.
well-known ancient rituals related to Kronos is a ritual sex magic that is done
a wild hunt.
Outdoors under the moonlight. With the intent of blessing conception. So, that's a thing.
Okay, well, upon seeing that, Jesse's gonna go bright red, and she's moving on.
You good there, Jesse?
I'm great, thank you for asking.
She's probably at the sex magic part.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
He's a fertility god.
Yes, he is.
Oh my god, I didn't know... What if I don't want kids? I know, coming from me. But like,
aren't you Catholic?
Me? No, I'm not Catholic anymore.
I mean, that could
worship a deer god now, I guess.
That could just be bounty and everything. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to go out and get pregnant.
Oh man, oh god.
Certainly helps with the rituals, but you know.
I ain't trying to have that
many
kids.
I mean, if you want to go get pregnant every time you need to do a ritual, go for it.
I do not.
No, that's not what it's for.
What do they got fucking... What are my offerings and shit? What about ceremonies? And she's gonna, like, scan the page and
look for active practices she should be doing.
Yeah. Well, worship of Kernanos pretty much explicitly is supposed to happen in the woods. Wine, milk, are common offerings for him, also gifting him a portion of the hunt. You had this conversation with Lachlan already, and he's already working on the bits that he knows, but an altar specifically for Kernanos should be things from his realm. So leaves, shed antlers, moss, soil, that kind of thing. But basically asking his blessing on hunts and sacrificing some of the hunt to him is important. Kernanos is like explicitly linked to the cycle of the seasons. He basically, in the belief system, he like dies at the end of the year and is reborn at spring on Imbolc. So learning the rituals and stuff for observing those holidays would be important for Jesse. I will say a lot of the like horned goat-legged devil concepts for Satan that some versions of Christian mythos has, it pretty explicitly rips off of Kernanos and tries to make him out to be like a devil god. So that's probably something that that Jesse needs to be aware of. But yeah, I can send you some links. That'll probably be easier than trying to go over all of this because my brain is tapioca right now.
You'll also see a lot of references to the goddess as well. The goddess and Kernanos are pretty intrinsically linked. That is the other half of the cycle. the goddess that it's all part of the cycle. He fornicates with, and also the goddess that he is reborn from. So it is all part of that cycle that Jesse's going to get to learn about, which is exciting.
Oh man. Yay. Benji. There's a specific ritual ceremony that we have discussed relating to this. I'm gonna message you to bump it. Is that on this page?
You'd probably flip a couple pages and find it. How you would dedicate such a thing to Kernanos, yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, we'll look at that later. Thank you.
There's probably only a page or two, honestly. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot about other people's gods in her book. There is, you know, a small amount of, hey, here's what you should look for in people that are worshiping them, how to kind of identify the different cults of the different gods and some of their symbology and stuff like that. A couple of like sacrifices that are associated, but like not anything like super, super deep down into their individual worships.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call it there. She's gonna say thanks and stop looking at the book, I guess.
Okay. So I suppose the next question is how long do you guys intend to linger here?
Probably till just after breakfast. There will be one other roll that needs to be made, though. Oh, Lathe is going to be taking, at the very least, Jesse and anyone else who wants to go join in and destroying that correspondence trail that she made.
Valid.
The Lacone dice are very bouncy. It's like a bouncy ball. 3 suck towards that.
What's the diff on it? 5?
I would assume so.
Mm-hmm. Also 3 suck if it's 5.
2 suck from Naomi.
Okay. That should do it.
Cool. And then I guess out we head. After everyone gets fed.
Oh god. He's right.
Ben.
Yeah?
Can I get a willpower back for Caregiver for both stepping out of the conversation to, you know, work on preparing breakfast and all that, and the purposely giving up sleep, not knowing that it was going to be Jesse coming back and waking everyone up in a freak out to stay watch?
I suppose.
Thank you. Now I'm down less.
What's that feel like?
You know, given how often I don't use resources, it feels kind of weird still. Ow, my rib.
I wish I could fucking relate to it.
Look, yeah. I need to be better about using them. I acknowledge that. But...
okay. Hitting the road and beelining for Harvard, or were there any other plans?
I think it's Harvard. Or actually, you know what? I'll throw this up to a group vote. Should we reach out to the vampires from here? Or do it from... well, hopefully that if we can get back to that hotel... and do it from behind their walls.
Probably best not to reach out to the vampires that may or may not have Nefondic connections right near the rubble of a Nefondic portal that is definitely not closed.
That's fair and kind of what I thought, but I'm also kind of tired of carrying around the deadhead. But it'll be a problem for tonight then.
So we have a decapitated head, too?
Yeah, from the vampire.
What? You didn't have to pull it out, Olathe. I'm sure she would have believed us.
Yep, mm-hmm, that is a head. All right.
Yeah. And a cryptic little note as well.
And a map.
And a map. Hopefully the map is much more inactive now that they're dealt with, though.
Wait, were we sent on a quest or something?
Sure fucking feels like it. We didn't even get a reward or anything.
We get to not have Lilith in our backyard.
I'll take that.
She's still there.
Yeah, but she's not as active. She can fuck off, I'm sure.
Okay, you know what? I think I'm going to back off to one of the early concerns when it before we thought all the gods were involved in everything. Are the Nefandi taken care of?
This group
they are dead, yes. Okay. These ones.
That.
They also had several cairns of zombies stationed around, which appear to have been disposed of when we killed the vampire.
Okay.
We should probably check on a couple of those locations just in case there was someone else that was dealing with them, but... you know.
Oh, you know what? Even if it's a lowercase, we'll take a W where we can get it.
Yeah. Sometimes in life you take what you can get and move on to the next day.
We're hoping to bargain with the vampires for this fucking head and also probably the information about all of their fucking whereabouts because the Sabbat apparently knew that, so.
I might need to step out of that conversation with the vampires taking an odd interest in me lately, but...
Lucien did say that if they came after you, it was against the will of the council.
Okay. That's reassuring.
Out of character, that was a conversation that was had with Naomi. Naomi would know that. It's just been a while in real life.
Does anybody actually trust that, though?
Absolutely not.
In character, I guess, is... hang on. On top of all of the stuff that I just listed, or like a minute ago when we were making food, is this also the kind of group that takes vampires at their word? Because if it is, I am actually leaving.
No, but they already know she's with us.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like...
No, they...
Hang on. Samson, go kill Aletha. Sorry, Aletha, anything Samson does isn't, like, something that I'm responsible... Like, we're all on the same page with that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Samson looks very confused.
Naomi's gonna pet him.
Poof. So...
I'm working on probably 20% of the information the rest of you guys have, but also... Who's talking to the vampires?
Before Aletha, most likely.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably me again.
Okay, I just want to make sure before we start figuring out when and where we're calling them, who is calling them. Because if it's not me, we're good. If it's supposed to be me, we might want to wait for me to remember what I'm supposed to talk to them about.
You do still have the map that we're going to need back, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the one that we're going to copy?
Can I have the photo album?
It
should be with your shit.
Pace takes a second to take his backpack off and rummage through it, and passes the photo album back.
She's going to open it and check. She's going to flip through for any missing.
I think Chase specifically palmed the one photo.
He did.
Yeah, so there is a photo missing.
She's gonna point. Loose picture in your pocket? Your bag?
Chase pats himself down. And, let's see. I feel like I should roll about it to see if Chase can even find it after he hit it on himself and doesn't remember where he hit it on himself.
Only got so many pockets.
And not everybody wears cargo pants like Jesse. I got pockets on pockets on pockets. Functional.
Yeah, Chase finds a picture in his jacket pocket, which he holds out to Jesse.
Jesse's gonna grab it. She's gonna slip it in the photo album. And she's gonna put that album with her stuff.
Okay.
So, on the subject of secrets and not having them get out, is it necessarily a good decision for that album to continue existing?
No. I plan on burning it after I talk to my family. The longer it exists, the more likely it is something happens with it. I mean, yes. We could torch it now.
Jesse, I've got an offer if you do want to wait that long. We could put it in my backpack, which is, it's got its library pocket dimension.
Wait, hold on. Jesse's gonna hold it back up and look to Astoria. Does this got, oh wait, hold on.
Incredibly bad juju? Yes, it does.
Okay, if I set it on fire outside, is that gonna be a bad thing?
Benji, is that gonna be a bad thing?
Probably not.
Like the preferred method of dealing with bad juju.
Shrug. Probably okay. Fine. Fire will most likely destroy anything left on it.
Jesse's gonna take it outside. She's gonna get out to the dirt. She's gonna drop it unceremoniously. And then she's gonna stomp fire onto it. 2859.
Yeah. Jesse dumps the book outside in the snow and proceeds to waffle stomp it until it catches on fire. And
which would be quickly, because he's got a lot of rage behind that kick.
Yeah. So the book kind of falls open as it starts to burn. And Jesse, the one clear image that you get is the picture of Ma up to her elbows in blood as it slowly burns, withers, and disappears.
Once she sees that, she's going to stop stomping and she's going to look down at it. And like, clearly as this was happening, she is raging and like tears down her face, raging and like grunting into each step. She's like fucking obviously really into destroying this thing. But when she sees that and she stops, she's going to say in Italian, I release you from that.
Fair enough.
And she's going to kick the ashes and fucking scatter the shit out of it. And make sure that it's never coming back before she walks back inside. Oh.
I'm sorry. Astoria's going with her. Actively turning on spirit vision when she says, I release you from that. And making sure Jesse is not actually fucking releasing anything. Jesse, words mean things. And that is going to be 2, 6, 6, 8 to turn on spirit vision and make sure nothing's fucking coming out of this book.
Nothing's coming out of the book.
You can't just go around releasing things, Jesse.
I just meant from her past.
I know. Still. Words mean things. You are a mage.
Yeah, sorry. One last kick to the ashes before walking inside.
I imagine at this point everyone's probably walking out.
That's kind of what I figured.
Well, then she's kind of shoving past to go get her shit.
I was like, Olathe probably would have brought her stuff out with, but like, Olathe's gonna hand it to her, and like, you know, she has a right to be upset, so let her have that, but head over to the horses and start prepping them. I think the horses were in like a garage. Yeah, so slide the garage open and start getting the horses saddled up so we can get going.
Yeah, Jesse will go and help. She's like a mess, but she doesn't want to think about it anymore. So doing something is good.
All right. So everybody has eaten. Some of the party is clean.
Who isn't?
Chase?
Sounds like Chase isn't.
Did Olathe have a bath?
Olathe matter magicked.
Press the digitation.
Chase is gonna do that before we get moving, but sounds like we're moving sooner than later, so we're skipping the bath for now.
Yeah, Olathe did that during the night. That's why her armor in one of the earlier ones was damaged but clean.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't just going to sit up all night in bloody filth.
That would be a move. Okay. So, heading south to Harvard now, or we never did get like a solid answer.
Yeah, we were heading to Harvard. Okay. Well, the question to you was, could we make it back to Kirkland in a day?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Could we make it to Harvard and then to the Quintessence Fuck Hotel?
It's going to be on its way to dark by the time you arrive at Harvard. Because it's already
that far from Harvard?
Well, no, hold on, back up. It's going to be decently into the afternoon when you arrive there. And then let me see. Like another half day plus to get to the hotel. It would definitely be dark 30 before you could get to the hotel. And also you would be awake for like ever by that point.
I was thinking we were a little closer than that.
No, because y'all, I mean, it was a 2-day trip just to get to the hotel to begin with. And then it was another day from the hotel to the area of Harvard. And then a whole half a day plus after Harvard to get to where y'all slept for the night and got zombicated.
Zombie country.
Grippers out in zombie country. Yeah, because y'all went from Kirkland.
I didn't know if we'd be able to straight line it a little more. I didn't know if we'd be able to straight line it a little more now that we kind of knew where we were going.
You kind of straight lined it to begin with.
All right.
Depending on how y'all do this, there may just be a little bit of a time skip to skip over some travel, but
like I imagine there will be some time skip, yes.
Yeah.
I choose that option.
All right, so off to Harvard, yes?
Yeah.
I believe so. Unless anyone disagrees.
You guys arrive near Harvard a little after midday, approaching from the north this time rather than from the east like you did the previous time. And as the outskirts of the town come into view, as before, the fields are still pretty well covered in snow because it's winter at this point. Snow's probably not going away until spring. There is a smattering of horsemen in a field off to the left side as you make your way down the highway. Look at your baby cat. Look at the little snoot. Anyway, and as you're watching, they are all making efforts at shooting bow from horseback. They all have short bows, some of them what is now old-fashioned, but modern. Some of them crafted after the change. And are making various efforts at it. For the most part, it's not going great. Because that is a very practiced skill. Most of them are sitting immobile on their horses or very slowly walking their horses forward or backwards and taking shots, but an effort's being made. Until you are seen riding up, and they all stop what they're doing and ride over to you. As they ride closer, you see basically the same thing that you saw with the sheriff and his people before. Bits and pieces of largely makeshift metal and leather armor. Cowboy hats appear to be something of a uniform among this lot. And in addition to the bows, most of them have shortened machetes or axes. And they kind of form a semicircle around you between you and Harvard. And one of them rides a little bit closer, tips the hat a little bit. Hiya.
Ben, reminder, Olathe's armory is still, like, chopped to hell.
Yeah.
Hello. Ben, it was the boss man who was head of the town?
Yep.
Would you mind if we came in and spoke with the boss man?
Got any particular business?
We visited a couple days ago. And said we would stop in to talk to him when we came back.
As you say that, one of the guys that's kind of further back in the line rides a little bit farther forward, and you recognize him as one of the guards that was in Bossman Ian's chambers when you explain what the fuck is going on. And he kind of leans over and very quietly talks to the guy who seems to be in charge. Uh-huh. Oh, this is them. Okay. All right. In that case, follow me, I guess. Rest of you lazy sumbitches, get back to work. And he turns around with that other guy in tow and starts riding south towards town, assuming that you're going to follow him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking for more gaps in their defenses.
Okay. Perception alertness, diff 8.
Is the minus 1, is it minus 1 to all mental stats that's happening for the exhaustion?
Yes.
Sorry, you said diff what?
Actually, diff 7.
3 successes.
Okay. You see a lot of the same kind of stuff on this side of town that you saw on the other side of town. There's a barricade across the highway that's being moved as you're on your way south. But as you move into the town from the north, you see largely the same kind of things you saw before. This town is, at least for now, too large and too sprawling to have a wall. So various streets are blocked or turned into artificial cul-de-sacs. There are clear paths that are intended to lead you to a choke point. Houses here and there that aren't houses anymore, or businesses that aren't businesses anymore, that are in fact bunkers intended to be defended from. All in all, they didn't just secure one half of the town. They've been quite busy. But the highway that you guys followed into town narrows down to a smaller road as you go, which leads you straight south back to the center of town that you had visited before, and a large wooden hall. One new thing that hadn't happened yet when you went through before. There's a large, like, parking lot east of where the big wooden hall building is that had been paddocked off with the good old-fashioned, like, metal livestock fencing that was empty on your way past, and it is now full absolutely to the brim with cattle. They are loud and smelly as you go by. And you arrive at the big wooden hall. And similarly to how things went before, they allow you to tie up your horses at the front and allow them to get feed and water. ask for your weapons, and then lead you inside. Jace, this is all brand fucking new to you. And I guess Naomi mm-hmm. as well, because you weren't here for this.
Sure weren't.
Welcome to Harvard for the very first time. One thing that also you heard about on your way in here last time, but hadn't seen, is there is a gallows not too far from the big wooden hall. Currently unoccupied, but there's really only one thing that a wooden frame like that is used for. It's proper gallows with the falling trapdoor and everything. But that sits a few yards away from the hall. And you were told on your last visit by Sheriff Frank that a couple of cattle rustlers were getting the short drop and sudden stop. So, on the inside of the hall, there is a minor bustle of activity, nothing super crazy, just kind of people coming and going, doing regular business of the town. And at the end of the hall is that table on the raised platform where boss man Ian Smith is waiting, currently in conversation with Frank, the sheriff. Sees you coming and kind of stands and raises a hand in greeting. Welcome back. Well, points at Chase. Actually, I guess points at Aletha because she's the one with fucked up armor.
Yeah, she is.
You look like shit. So pardon my frankness.
You sure do know how to talk to a lady. Definitely with a grin.
Isn't the other dude named Frank?
All right, Mr. Chase. So, what can I do you for?
Well, we told you we would stop back by after dealing with the problem up north, and we have. So, here we also are. As you can see, it textures to her. Just kind of like hooks a finger in one of the gaps in her armor. Left a few marks.
See that. I'm hoping this is one of those you should see the other guy type situations.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't. Because I don't want to have to deal with him again.
Well. Good for you. We followed up on your tip. Cleaned out the, well, whatever the fuck that was, under the church. The rest of the church didn't seem to have any idea that that was going on down there. But glad to have it out of my town, tell you that.
Yeah.
So we owe you for that one.
Ben, you had said there was basically no chance of us getting to the hotel in the night. Or without, like, wandering around in the fucking dark.
Yeah, you'll be wandering around in the dark if you try that.
Well, we can work out, you know, actually figuring that out later. But if you're willing to pay a little bit back, we could use a place to sleep for the night before continuing to make our way home.
Certainly. That's easy. No problem. We'll even throw in food and you like beer? We got beer.
I could use a beer. I could use like 6, to be honest. I don't think I've slept in like 48 hours, and
you look like it, buddy.
So, I don't know how much context you had for what was going on there, but, you seem to be like a good dude.
About all I really need to.
Yeah, I'm picking up enough context clues to know that I'm supposed to be somewhat friendly with you guys. I don't really remember anything from the last... since the internet turned off at the moment.
He kind of looks at Jesse. How hard did he get hit in the head? Is he good?
Oh my god. It's a whole story.
So, I guess what I'm saying is I noticed the livestock and I'm reasonably confident that I can outguess myself even after that much of a memory blank. What are the odds that I said something about the price of your vampire removal being a nice steak?
You know, I believe that was on the table, if you'll pardon the pun.
I'd like it to be on the table. So yeah, a place to stay and a meal would be greatly appreciated right now.
I think we can make that happen. In fact, you can have dinner with me tonight, right here. And we've got a few accommodations for travelers tucked into the hall here. And they're open to you. If you've got a little time to kill, someone here you might talk to. If you recall on your last, well, I guess you
don't.
The rest of you might. Except for you. I don't know you. He points at Naomi for that one. Don't worry. Picked up another one along the way.
Amnesia's girlfriend.
Technically, I was sent back home during this.
Aha.
Part of the long story.
I don't feel like you're required to reward me. I didn't actually help with the vampire stuff.
Ah, da, 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 da. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to feed the rest of your posse and leave you sitting there twiddling your thumbs. That's ridiculous.
Naomi shrugs.
Anyway, on your last trip through here, I told you about a fellow who had been poking around, doing some science-y bullshit, trying to figure this whole thing out. You know, the one that thought, you know, maybe aliens. Anyway, he's itching to talk to you guys, if you've got a little time.